This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Oliville and Eric Bickle. During the break, Drabby came in here to talk Paige Spiranak with EB. What is his latest analysis?
Well, here she's just on the range. And normally she's wearing like skirts and everything. She's actually dressed kind of demurely, if that's the correct word. She's just wearing like, maybe they're Lululemon, but they're like boot cut or something. Or maybe they're just like girl golf pants. And her butt looks more normal, right? It's definitely not outrageous like it was in those booty short pics, right?
I didn't think it was outrageous in the booty. It wasn't like Kim Kardashian-like.
I thought it was fairly Kim Kardashian-like considering where she came from the pictures she showed
before. I thought she was like sticking it out in a certain way.
Yeah.
And there are certain shorts which accentuate.
Right.
I see them. If you go to any gym, you'll see a lot of girls wearing.
Do you actually think her butt looks bad here now?
No. I don't think it looks bad. I just think that it was kind of...
It was enhanced in the other one.
Embarrassing for her to go to the New York Post and talk about like
all the hard work she's put in
on her butt when she was clearly wearing like those shorts that accentuate your butt and make it look super tight and like you have all this muscle back there.
I mean, maybe she's tightened up a little bit.
I'm sure she has.
You know, she's claiming she's doing this. I mean... It's terrible to claim you're doing
a
fitness
fit
journey.
Oh, it's terrible
to claim you're doing a fitness journey and then you don't do it. You know, like when Cakes said he was doing Peloton.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't my finest moment.
Our buddy Cork was yelling at us yesterday.
What is he upset about?
He gets really fired up.
Well, he was like, you don't get it. She's in the gym, Drab. She's in there. She's just doing butt exercises. That's why the rest of her body isn't super ripped. And he goes, women just go to the gym and they do an hour straight of butt exercise.
Is that what they do? They just focus on the butt?
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, someone point me to that gym.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
My wife used to teach a class, and maybe she does on occasion, called Gluteus Max Out. It's a 1 hour class where you're...
I think that should probably be required for everyone.
Maybe I should sign up for Jess's class to work out my butt.
What does he want him to have, like, big shoulders?
No, he just said you guys are idiots thinking she got butt implants. He said she's in the gym doing these butt exercises for an hour every day.
All right. Or she's also wearing like shorts that make her look all snatched and, you know.
It's probably a combination of the two.
Yeah, it's probably a combination.
It's a combination of the shorts, the angle of the picture, and goblet squats she's doing.
Right.
Whatever that is.
It's like with your...
Yeah. You hold the dumbbell.
The kettlebell.
Got it.
I also yelled at him. I'm like, dude, Just because you own a gym doesn't make you the authority on all things fitness. You got to relax on Twitter a little bit.
Yeah.
You're screaming at the junkies.
Okay. Is he screaming at us on Twitter?
He was tweeting you guys yesterday. What do you know about working out?
He's workout shaming us.
You guys don't know anything about butts. Yeah, you don't work out.
Okay. It's fine.
That's a shtick.
Yeah, okay.
I've never met him, but that seems to be his shtick.
Me. Love
it. But I appreciate he listens. Yeah. Yeah. He catches it all, so that's good. He's a P1, it seems.
Does he have like... Well, now I'm on the Paige Spironak Instagram again. I'm stuck.
Uh-oh.
Well, hopefully you're unstuck tonight, because the three of us will be hosting an altcast on Monumental Sports 2. Check it out. It's our last altcast of the year. I think originally we were going to do two Wizards, two Caps.
Correct.
They punted the Wizards because...
Well, let's be honest. The Obi
Caps are
Chase,
more interesting.
The
right?
Obi Chase is more enthralling than whatever the Wizards are putting forth at this point.
And so the question is, with three goals to go to break the record, could he do it tonight? How many goals do you think he'll score? We can open up to callers, 800-636-1067. I was saying this last night. I think Will Dawkins even asked. You know, he's just making small talk. He's like, could he break the record? And I keep bringing up Cal Ripken. He came up clutch in those moments. You know what I mean? When he was breaking the record, he wasn't going 0 for 5, striking out four times. Mm-hmm. He hit home runs. And the greatest players often come up big. So his next two games, home and then away. Could he score three tonight, get a Hattie tonight to break the record? I certainly think he could, and that would be epic.
Well, how many?
And he's playing a team in the Chicago Blackhawks that is 1-8-1 in their last 10 games that gives up, in that stretch, an average of 4 goals per game.
So Ovi had a Hattie against the Edmonton Oilers. Remember, that was coming out of the All-Star break. It was the second of two games where the Caps erupted for like 15 goals.
Now, that included an empty netter, if I recall, which Carberry has said he doesn't want him to break the record with an empty netter.
Totally agree with
Not
that.
Not going to do it. He said, do you care to guess, or do you already know the number? How many career hat tricks has Ovi had?
I don't know the number.
He's fifth all
guess.
Time. He's fifth all time.
Guess. I'm going to guess 22.
32.
Looks 32. Like he has two this season.
And he's got the most, I think. Let me see. He's got the most hat tricks after turning 30.
That tracks. That makes sense.
So he surpassed Philip Esposito's previous record of 18. So he's got at least 19 after turning 30.
The harder part is we're taking away the empty netter, which has helped some of those hat tricks.
Sure. 800-636-1067.
Do you think Ovi breaks the record tonight? If not, does he break the record when Cakes is in the building in New York when they take on the Islanders?
I'm going to forecast that he doesn't break it this weekend. I don't foresee him having a two-goal explosion tonight and then getting...
Why not?
I don't know. I just...
You're just playing the numbers, the average.
I'm just playing.
His average is...
I think he's tracking about 0.6 goals per game at this point.
Didn't you have him at 0.8 at one point?
He might have had a stretch where he was there, but I don't know if he...
On the whole?
Did that for an entire season. I'm going to say he doesn't do it this weekend, but he will do it before the end of the season.
I feel like he's catching a little fire. I think he's on a little bit of a heater in the last few games. Just a little bit.
Well, I mean, he's
not a big one,
he's scored in three straight.
Yeah.
Scored in 4 out of 5. So
they need to handle their business tonight, because I am getting a little worried. I know Dowd kind of poo-pooed it yesterday. Getting a little worried that they're not playing the best hockey heading into the playoffs.
I feel like this hockey right now almost doesn't matter. The die has been cast.
They're just trying to get to the postseason.
They're just trying
now.
To get to the postseason now. Like, it almost doesn't matter. Listen, I want them to play well going to the playoffs just like anybody else, but they've already established they've had a great regular season. It's a whole new ball game when the playoffs come around. So it's just going to be all new enthusiasm, all new everything, all new energy. It's just a brand new season. Brand new.
So this game tonight, because it's a potential, record-setting game, it's on ESPN Plus, Hulu, Disney Plus, and NHL Network.
Yeah, and Monumental's carrying it, correct?
Like, I would assume so.
Yeah, they're all, like, everybody's in on this
game. One of the games, remember we talked about him being preempted, but then Joe B and Locker would still be on the call so they'd be archived? When does that happen?
I know that the Islanders game that I'm attending over the weekend is one of those.
Okay.
I mean, that game is
being
broadcast.
Yeah, that's a TNT game.
TNT, True TV, Max, and Monumental, all listed on the call. So you're going to be able to consume it in a bunch of different ways. And I thought the initial plan was that they would just have the archived broadcast and they wouldn't be simulcast. I think some of these games are actually simulcast now on Monumental while they're also on like TNT.
Oh, it's not going to be tape delayed anymore? They got rid of the tape delay?
I could be wrong on that. Don't quote me on that.
Cakes, I got a little nugget for your game on Sunday.
I'd love to hear it.
I saw this on a hockey podcast yesterday.
Okay.
On Instagram.
All right.
The Islanders goalie, I think his name is Ilya Sorokin.
Okay.
He's been in the NHL for, I think, 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
Alex Ovechkin has never scored on him.
Oh, really?
There's 29 goalies, I believe, in the NHL that haven't given up a goal.
He has to add him to the victim list this weekend.
I think he might be Ovi's nemesis.
Oh, he's Ovi's
kryptonite? How many times has he gone against him?
I mean, they've been playing in the... I don't know. I don't know the exact number of games.
All right.
But he's been in the division since 2020, I think.
He's never scored against him?
Yeah.
That seems kind of weird.
I know. I feel like nobody can shut him out. Like, there's no goalie that just like has his number.
Right.
Like, he could be any goalie.
I'm sure you're right. Yeah. I just thought it was an interesting tidbit.
Yeah.
It's not a bad nugget.
He's not Alex Ovechkin's kryptonite.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm not buying
fluky.
It. Maybe. But I mean, generally, if Ovi, you know, if he gets his one timer from his area, I think he's going to beat any goalie in the world. Generally speaking.
By the way, Ovi has scored against 182 different goalies.
But this is
his
one
career.
That he hasn't. This is one that he hasn't.
According to Drab T-shirts, NHL research over there, that's what he's claiming.
Right. Well, we need more context, right? But you got to find out how many times they've faced each other. How many shots has he deflected or caught or whatever.
It's pretty amazing to just look at this list of guys that Ovi's scored on.
Do they have like what goalie he's victimized the most? Is it like organized that way? Like he's scored 20 goals against this guy or?
Yeah, Russian Machine Never Breaks has every goalie that he scored against and the total goals he scored against.
So who's he victimized the most?
I mean, I'd have to go through the list.
It's not in order.
Like, he's scored a bunch against Henrik Lundqvist. He scored 24 against him. Kari Lehtinen, he scored 22 against. He scored 28 against Marc-Andre Fleury.
See, I mean, those guys have nightmares about Ovi.
Well, also, these are teams he played in the division a lot.
Yeah.
Looks like Marc-Andre Fleury might be the guy he scored against the most. Unless there's somebody at the bottom.
If he kind of sticks with his average, right?
Yep.
Let's just say he scores one in the next two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then he's two away from breaking the record. Then they're at Carolina at home.
Yep.
So if he really wants to do it at home, he could do it tonight, which would be epic, right?
Well, I mean,
the Carolina game on next Thursday, which is April 10th, is maybe more realistic. And let's just say he slows down, which I don't think he would. They play Columbus on Sunday the 13th. That's it. They've got three home games left. So if he really wants to do it at home, which I don't know that he does. I don't think he discerns his goals. I don't think he's going to hold off on scoring.
He's trying to score.
The only thing
they're going to
hold back on is an empty netter.
Yes.
Right.
To break the record.
But
you can tie the record on an empty netter. That's fine. You cannot break. You cannot break the record.
I think once you get one away from
goal.
Tying, I think you're shutting them. You're shutting them down.
Yeah, I don't like tying it on the empty netter. Do you?
It's a tying goal. It's not the record breaking goal. Yeah. Nobody cares about a tying goal.
It is still kind of nubs. It's going to go viral on ESPN.
The caveat is, empty net is acceptable on the record breaking goal.
Lead.
No. If it's a part of your hat trick.
I don't think you can break the record on the empty netter. And Carberry essentially,
if you have a hat trick,
I do like this carve out.
I think that's the caveat.
Yeah, but it's impossible now.
Goals already.
Yeah.
So he scores two goals in the game. So not only does he tie the record in the game, he breaks it in the same game with a hat trick.
Breaks it with flair.
Yeah, the tying goal would be on goal and number two of the hat trick. The third record-breaking goal would be empty net, but but you would have a hat trick in the game in which you broke the record.
The hat trick supersedes the empty net goal. People forget the empty net. They're like,
That's the video you showed on a hat trick. That's the headline on ESPN.
Yeah,
Ovi's hat trick.
Ovi hat trick clinches the
record breaking goal. Yeah.
That'd be cool, but the video they're going to show 10 years from now is the empty net.
No, the video of the goal would be all three of them in a compilation.
Yeah, like a montage.
Would be the montage of the hat trick that breaks it.
Correct.
Maybe.
You can't just isolate the empty net.
I've been thinking about that a lot. Can you tell?
I can tell.
All right, let's go to Anna.
Formulating it.
Anna, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Junkies? First time caller. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Very sweet.
In the event that he breaks it tonight, for those of us who could possibly be at a Nats game tonight, you think they'll throw it up on the Jumbotron? There.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's actually a good point.
100%.
If he has two, they should put the third one live.
The Nats have been very good. I think all the teams are cool, like synergy-wise here in Washington ever since Dan Snyder left.
But will they put it live, or would it just be a replay of it?
I think they might put it live.
You know what? I don't care, because it's like, no offense, I have to be really honest. I am not a Caps fan, but I have been following Ovi through all of this. This is like amazing, and I always told my husband if he's going to break it, me personally would like to see him do it against the Pens. But that's just only because that would be so apropos.
It's a lot of game of the year.
I mean, that could happen if he goes on a dry streak. He could.
Hey, you know, anything can happen. I'm like Bish. I'm like, do not trip at the finish line, buddy. Let's go. Yeah. I want it all done this year. I want it to be done before the Stanley Cup, and then just take it all and just ride out and enjoy all of this. So,
Anna, thank you.
Hey, guys, you guys are awesome. Thank you for making our lives wonderful.
That's what we do. We make people's lives wonderful, EB.
Thank you, Anna.
It's kind of what we do.
Did you and Jason agree to a buyout? I've already forgotten. Or does he have to ship you 100?
No, we agreed to a buyout because I got scared a little bit when Ovi was...
You actually accepted the buyout?
I think we settled it for 50 or 75 bucks.
Oh, my God.
50, I think. I let him off the hook.
All right.
What was I doing?
All right, people want to chime in, but Valdez wants me to go to break, so I don't know what to do. I'm paralyzed.
All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. But coming up next, we're going to talk some Wizards. Bub Carrington, their rookie.
Heater.
32 points last night.
Pretty nice.
And I think he led them in rebounds and assists.
Almost had a trip dub.
Yeah, and he can't buy alcohol cakes.
Not even close.
Not even close.
He's a youngin'.
We'll talk to Brian Keefe, the head coach, about that next here on the...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Junkies.
Welcome back to the show. Time to head now to the Rude Guest Hotline. We say good morning to the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe. He's powered by Verizon. Coach Keefe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing well. So are you over that Bob Carrington heater performance last night against the Magic? I mean, a career high 32 points that he pours in. I mean, the guy was on fire, flirting with a triple-double. I mean, pretty heady stuff for a guy who I believe just turned 20 recently. I'll have to double-check the birth date, but I know he's a young 20 at this point.
I think he's still 19.
Oh, he's 19. He's not even 20.
Still, yeah, I was going to say, not quite yet. He's got a significant while to go before he turns 20.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
July kicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got plenty of time to get him a present and wrap it and send it to Bub.
I should get him a present for his performance last night. I mean, what a great night for him last night against the Magic.
Yeah, terrific. Obviously, you saw the shooting, but like you guys said, the rebounding, the assists, it was an all-around game. Really happy for Bub. He really produced last night.
And his last two, he's only 12 for 21 from three-point land.
We'll take that for sure.
I mean, the guy's just heating up.
Are you guys happy with what you're getting from your newly acquired A.J. Johnson, right? He looks like an athletic freak. You guys are giving him a lot on PT. Are you happy with what you're seeing?
Yeah, he's been terrific. Yeah, you guys can see, obviously, the explosiveness, getting to the rim, getting out in transition, but he's also got a good feel for the game. Delivers passes at the right time, hits the open man. We were really happy with his progress. He really plays with no fear. It's great to see. He had a big game the other night where he finished off the game really well for us, but I'm really pleased with his progress.
He's so thin. Do you envision him putting on a lot of weight, or is he just going to be one of those guys that plays thin his entire career? Because I don't know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's not exactly a big, thick guy. He's pretty thin. Like, what do you envision for him?
He'll definitely, he's still young, so he'll definitely get stronger, fill out his body, but he's probably never going to be a superly large man. But he plays strong for his size, as you can see. Like, he goes into traffic, he can finish in there. But he will definitely get stronger as he gets older, for sure.
Coach, do these young guys have a grip yet on like nutrition when they come into the league? Because I know like 15 or 20 years ago, it wasn't as big of an emphasis on it as it is now, as far as adding weight, adding good weight, taking care of your body. Like, are the young guys like Bub and Alex Saar and, you know, a big portion of your roster, is nutrition a big component for them yet, or is it something that they learn as they get into the league for a few years?
Well, the one thing that we do really well in our organization is that, you know, we're into development, as you guys know, and we really develop, it's not just your basketball skills, it's everything. You work in the weight room, your work in with the medical staff, and then nutrition is a big part of that. We have a great nutritionist on our team, and so we really try to build out the whole player. So there's always a learning curve because some of these things are new for some of the guys, but they buy in very quickly because we've got really high character guys. So these guys are all on programs, and it really helps speed up their development, something that we're very important to us with the Wizards.
All right, I'm going to admit this is a sarcastic question, just having a little fun with it. A.J. Johnson played at the Donda Academy. Do you know the Donda Academy, Cakes? I know you're a big fan. That's Kanye West.
I'm going to ignore that question because I know where it's going.
Well, I'm just wondering if you got any good Kanye West skinny.
Haven't asked.
Yeah, you know what? Probably better.
But he went to Kanye West High School.
Right. But I mean, wouldn't they have, like, about 12 students?
I don't know.
Basketball team?
I don't know.
Is that about it?
I mean, who? Have no clue.
Who even knows?
Coach, props again to the rookies. The Wizards, this is pretty cool, are the first team in NBA history to have three or more rookies make 100 or more three-pointers in a single season. So Bub, when the record was broken at 121, he's added to that since. Keyshawn George with 107. And Alex Saar with 100. So these young guys, you got some snipers that you guys have added to the roster. It's awesome.
Yeah, credit to those guys. I get to see it every day. These guys are really diligent workers on their craft. They're putting a tremendous amount of time working on their games, and that's the fruit of that, obviously making shots like that over the course of the season. But you don't do that by not working, and those guys are workers. Every day they're in the gym working on their shooting, and then the fact that it pays off for them is thrilled. But it's the work behind the scenes, and that's what we're trying to do. He'll build real good, consistent habits, and really proud of our guys for that.
You know, it's wild. When you look at this, Cakes, is this normal? Coach, you can answer this for me, but okay, a couple of these guys are veterans that you guys acquired, like Middleton and Brogdon, but you guys have eight guys averaging double figures, and Bub is at 9.5. Marcus Smart, you've only been here for a minute, but he's at 9. Like, you could conceivably have like 10 guys averaging double figures. That seems like a lot.
Yeah, I think we had a few games this year where when we're playing at our best, we'd have, I think at least once we had 9 guys in double figures.
Yeah.
Which I think was a high for the year for the whole NBA. So, like, when we're playing at our best, the ball's moving, everybody's sharing in. We had a lot of guys filling out the stat sheet in terms of scoring. We had a really deep bench when everybody was healthy. So we could spread the wealth. And, it's a fun game to see when we're playing like that.
By the way, speaking of when everybody's healthy, were you distraught when you were handed the injury report before the game against the Magic last night? I mean, just the guys who were listed out, Brogdon, Koulibaly, Keyshawn, Corey Kispert, Middleton, Jordan Poole, and then Rashawn Holmes, doubtful with a shoulder strain.
We're, at this time of the year, we get some guys who are banged up. Yeah, you never love to see that, but that's a pretty good team in itself, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's when you see that, you just have to be like, oh, we're kind of up against it, guys. We're shorthanded. Hope you guys are ready for some Iron Man basketball. Like, that has to be the mentality, right?
Yeah, I mean, we finished the game the night before with 8 guys because Rashawn had got hurt during the game, and we end up winning the game. So, like, our guys have been terrific playing with a few guys hurt right now. And, this was a 3-point game going into the fourth quarter. So credit to our guys for sustaining. Hard to do on a back-to-back, but these guys really, they brought it yesterday. I was really proud of them.
Talking to the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe. He's powered by Verizon. What's Marcus Smart meant to the team?
He's been unbelievable. Obviously, first of all, his play, his energy on the court, his competitiveness, his defensive knowledge, and then just putting us in the right spots on offense. But also then his mentorship to our guys on, off the court. He just has so much knowledge and is willing to share. But I think you can feel it at the games. Like, he's contagious with his effort, his competitiveness, his ability to be physical. I mean, he brought that last night. So he's been tremendous. Really enjoyed having him on the team, getting to know him, but just a guy who brings that toughness, and I think the crowd has really responded to him.
Coach Keefe, were you aware before the game started last night that it was Harry Potter night as the Wizards took on the Magic? Did you know that heading into the game?
I did. Someone had tipped me off that I have some young girls at home, so I was able to snag a couple of the scarves and stuff.
Very
so,
good.
Yes, I was aware.
Okay,
yeah.
He brought some home.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Nice.
So I wasn't surprised to see that some of the younger dudes on the roster had some Harry Potter knowledge, but Malcolm Brogdon, who's like one of the Wizards' graybeards at the age of 32, him being in on Harry Potter kind of threw me for a loop. Like,
oh,
I was surprised by
that. I didn't
know
this. I'll have to quiz him next time I see him.
Yeah, you'll have to quiz him. And speaking of that, if Harry Potter trivia were a Jeopardy category and Coach Keefe were on the show, how would you fare? Is that one where you just look at
I
it
would
like
fail miserably.
You just strike
I'd have
out.
To phone a friend. I'd have to phone my daughters.
They'd have to help you out. Okay. I'm pretty close with you there.
So we're almost to the end of the season. If you were to kind of think about the season big picture-wise, are you happy with the way that the season's progressed?
Yeah, you always want more wins, for sure. We're competitors. I'm a competitor. But the one thing I think is good is that we talked about growing and developing throughout the year. And the one thing we've done is we've gotten better. We've played pretty well after the All-Star break. Our defense has improved under 20. I think we're like 17th or 18th in defense. And then to develop them or hold roster. You know, you talked about the three guys with the threes, which are the three draft picks, which is terrific. Those guys have gotten so much better, but there's other success stories within the whole roster. And really happy for the development of our team. And we've, you know, our record has improved as the season has progressed. And we want to be playing our best basketball by the end of the year, and we feel like we're doing that. So I think that is a really positive note as we go into the offseason.
How, by the way, I thought I noticed this the other day. Like, how often at home do you guys have a different floor?
Yeah, they do bring out a different floor for sure. I don't know. I don't know the exact count of that, but
like a half dozen different floors or something.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's that many, but
floors.
Every time I turn on, I'm trying to figure out where the hell they're playing.
Well, they have one. I think is it for the what's it called? The NBA Cup. That's one.
There's the Cup one, and there's the, I think the City Edition one.
Yeah. So at least three different
guys are, I'm glad you guys are your observation.
Hey, we notice the important stuff, Coach. The details.
I was going to ask if you guys noticed that. So, yeah, you guys already answered the question.
Yeah,
We're all over it, Coach.
We are. We were more locked in on the crab dip during the suite last night, to be honest.
It was delicious.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. We're going to get him on at least another week or two, right?
It's only five games left.
Only five games left. Oh, this is it? This is the last one? All right, we got to get. Can we get a playoff prediction from you?
I'm going to shed some tears. This is my last time with you guys this year.
For now. But you can always come on anytime you want.
Oh, all right.
It sounds excited.
You have carte blanche.
It sounds excited. All right, give us a playoff prediction. I got a team to watch out for.
Oh, good question. I would say I'm like you guys. This is a great time of year. I'm just excited to see who comes out of both conferences. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be pretty competitive. And for us as coaches, you always are learning. So there's the playoffs is always some stuff that you can steal and bring to your team. So predictions, I'm not good at that.
But is there a team that you definitely wouldn't want to play that's maybe under the radar and you're like, you know what, I wouldn't want to mess with them?
No, that's a good question. No, I'm not going to name anything. You guys are the experts. I'll leave that to you guys.
Oh, I'm not an expert. I don't know anything.
Far from it.
Hey, you ask good questions, though.
Yeah.
You might not get answers, but good questions.
I asked two good ones.
All right, Coach Keefe.
Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Coach Brian Keefe.
Or we won't.
Powered by Verizon.
Well, I think we should get him on around the draft. Don't you think?
I mean, maybe.
I mean, I'm sure he'd come on.
Yeah. I think he did warm up to us a little bit.
I think he kind of likes us a little bit.
When we did it in person that first time, I was like, man, he's from that Popovich tree.
Yeah.
You remember? He also knows
a radio answer should be about 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of gives you an answer and just trails off. He kind of has the...
Sometimes you got to get him off the hoops a little bit. That's why I threw in the Harry Potter question.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he seems like a no-nonsense, all-hoops guy.
He's gone to the pop school of dealing with the media.
Right.
That's just kind of his
thing.
But
I do agree. I think he warmed up to us. I think by the end of the year,
who doesn't? I mean, we're charismatic people, EB. Who doesn't warm up to the jumps after interviews?
I do think last night we did fine with Will Dawkins, but he was overwhelmed by the amount of people. Like, he must have met, 15 guys.
It was
dude after dude. It's Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
It's Toby Altheiser. It's Grant Paulson.
Big sausage
It's Chris
party.
Russell.
I kind of want to call it something. Like a radio blank.
I know what you want to call it.
That's kind of what it was.
I'm
right?
aware of what you want to call it, and
it kind of was. Like it starts with a G.
You should only think it in your brain and not call it that.
But that's kind of what it was.
Kind of.
It's kind of like a radio G.
Yeah. It was also a sausage fest.
Yeah. Totally.
Which applies to my radio
sports talk radio.
My radio G.
Yeah. You know Will Dawkins was the bell of the ball last night.
Radio. Can I say radio GB? kind of what it was.
Sure, you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, got to take a break. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll talk a little puck. Can Ovi break the record tonight? Jason Demers from the NHL Network is going to join us, and Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Remember, check out Monumental Sports 2 tonight as we host an alt cast during the Caps Blackhawks game. Got some special guests lined up, including Steve Sands. Talk a little golf with him as the Masters is coming up next week. Jeremy Roenick, who was our first ever guest on Table Manners back in the day.
Very good.
And I believe DSP is going to join us. So we've got three guests lined up for tonight's Altcast. So
Devontae Smith-Pelly, Stanley Cup run hero. Like, I was on fire during the Caps Cup run back in 2018. It'd be good to revisit with him.
Yeah, you're silly.
Speaking of revisiting, we're going to revisit the Junkies Weekend Parlay.
Oh, really?
A lot of games to choose from. You can go baseball. You can go NBA. You can go NHL. You've got the Final Four. So a lot of games to choose from as we do our weekend parlay. Shall we spin the wheel? It's been a while since we've spun the wheel.
Give me 1 second. I got to get it out of the closet.
Yeah, cobwebs on it.
So got to find the wheel.
I got to get locked in on this parlay.
You got to find a game to pick.
It can be anything.
Anything you want. Probably even golf if you wanted to throw a golf pick in there.
Don't do golf. It always screws up
golf
the parlay.
Golf always messes up. Okay, sorry. Didn't realize that.
Do I have to? What's the best way to do it? Just go to the same game parlay? No, we're not doing a same game parlay. It could be any parlay.
Yes.
Correct.
I'm just going to go to the parlay hub.
I'll lead off. I'm going to go to the Final Four. Okay. Duke takes on Houston. Battle of one seeds. Heck, the first game, which is Florida-Auburn. Also a battle of one seeds. Duke had the best point differential all season long, and if you watch their last win, Cooper Flagg didn't play that great. I got a vibe, a little tingle, that Cooper Flagg's going to have a big game in the Final Four to lead him to the championship game. They're laying 5.5. I'm going to take Duke laying the 5.5.
All right, so you
it's minus 106, I believe.
You're in with the Dukies.
Well, can I get it? Can I get in before somebody else takes takes one? Because
we got to spin the wheel. We'll see if it lands.
See if it lands on you.
All right. Well, if you guys take it, I'm gonna be better.
It lands on Eric Bickle.
Oh,
how did that happen? That's amazing.
All right. Will this work? Because I went to the parlay hub, and Cooper. You think he's gonna have a big game? Cooper over under. I mean, it's no great odds or anything, but over under on points is 18.5. I'll just go over.
All right.
Cooper I can't Flag. Do that. Why?
Don't do that because nobody listening in Virginia can tail us. You can't do player bet college bets in Virginia. Mm. So just pick a team bet.
All right. You're just people like all tail. My
all right,
fun.
We'll get back to golf.
Don't do individual.
Yeah, you
just
can't
taking away all my fun. Or could I do can I do Dylan Cruz to go over? Is that one?
All right, let's give you a little time. We'll go to the boys behind the glass. Since he just spiked you, EB, let's go to Drab.
He lives for that.
I like the Braves to get back on track. They play at home against the Marlins tonight. They got a stud young pitcher, Spencer Schwellenbach. Over 6.5 strikeouts. For Spence, Braves shut down the Marlins tonight. Easy plus 102.
So over 6.5 Ks.
Yep.
That's weird that you can, that's kind of a player bet. You can't do it in college basketball, but you can do it in baseball. All right. Schwellenbach it's over 6.5 Ks.
Amateur athlete.
Yeah.
That's why Virginia.
Amateur athlete. Cooper Flagg's probably making $10 million. That's crazy. All right. Let's go to Cakesy.
Baseball Cakes checking in. Even though Matt Valdez's torpedo bats bet didn't hit in our parlay when we were at MGM a few nights ago, I'm going to go back to the torpedo batters over 7.5 runs scored in the matchup between the Yankees and the Pirates. That's a minus 122 number, but I like over 7.5 runs in the Yankees Pirates tilt.
All right, Baseball Cakes is in. Yanks Pirates over 7.5 runs. Spin the wheel.
It's a baseball heavy parlay so far.
Am I reading this correctly?
We don't know. Let's go to Mike Marr.
All right, I got Duke versus Houston over 136. This season, Duke is averaging 84 points a game. Houston is averaging 74. Everyone, when they get to the Final Four, makes a big deal about the depth perception playing in the big stadium like Alamo Dome in San Antonio. But this seems like a layup, easy over 136.5. Snipers on both sides of the court. Let's go.
All right. I like that, actually. It's like a 20-point discrepancy on their average, isn't it? I mean, it seemed like it.
Yeah, 158 if you combine the averages.
Yeah. All right. I like that a lot, actually.
All right. We got a little over action. Three overs. Over 6.5 Ks, over 7.5 runs, over 136 points.
Nobody likes betting unders, JP. You know that.
All right,
Only Matt Valdez does unders.
The O's are playing the Royals tonight.
I was going to do this.
Jordan Westberg has 3 home runs to start the season, batting .375. He had 2 in one game against Toronto. Jordan Westberg has faced their starting pitcher Lugo only one time last season, but is 2-for-2 with a home run and a triple. Hits him pretty hard. I'm going to go Jordan Westberg home run tonight. It's plus +680.
Ooh, juicy.
He's trying to juice it up. All right. Well, can I jump in?
You're last.
Can I do an Oriole? Am I reading this right? So the Orioles on the run line are plus +162, minus 1.5 runs. Is that right?
That seems right, yeah.
That seems like good value. I'll take it. If your boy hits a dinger and puts us in a good spot, I'll take the O's plus +162 on the run line. I like that. They got to win by 2, but.
So you have the Orioles on the money line?
No, not the money line.
The run line.
Minus 1.5 runs.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus +162. So you get plus money. If Valdez's guy hits his dinger, we'll be looking good.
All right, Cakes, did you put it in?
Yeah, I think I've got it.
All right, so we've got Duke.
What were the odds for Mars play? Because I like the Duke over.
Minus 110.
Oh, it's only minus 110?
Got, yeah. Duke winning, laying by, what is it?
Laying 5.5,
yep. Minus 106. We got the over in the Duke-Houston game. Schwellenbach, 6.5 strikeouts or more for the Braves. Cakes got 7.5 runs or more in the Yankees-Pirates game. A Westberg home run, and the Orioles win by 2.
$10 wager pays us $1,708.43.
Nice.
You think we can hit it? You think we have a shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sure.
I think Schwellenberger might be the one we're risking the most.
My
right?
recommendation would be don't spend the money.
Westberg home run.
Westberg home run.
It's plus +680.
Mine's just plus +100.
Yeah. That's true.
Mine's the only minus bet, I think, on the whole board.
No, mine was minus
-106. Okay, yours is different because it comboed the Duke money line.
Precise to hit it without Lurch.
Just be like, be nice to hit it.
I'd just be so sized.
Especially if behind the scenes you saw Lurch lamenting the money situation yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a great day on the stock market.
I think he might have slammed something out there after the show.
There may have been a slight outburst.
It's unbelievable.
Big baby. It'll be fine.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Could the Commanders be thinking of moving up in the first round in the upcoming NFL draft?
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.